On Thursday, Governor Greg Abbott said we've got plenty of time to continue in this regular session. We have enough time to resolve these issues in regular session. The question becomes, what must be resolved for the governor to not call a special session of the legislature? Yes, the budget, if not complete, would require such, but odds are it'll get done before the 140th day, which is Monday, Memorial Day. But what about all the other important issues the governor's pushed for and the public seems to want passed? Will Abbott hide behind the tepid and questionable language passed by the House on the issue of privacy, the so-called bathroom issue, which is about so much more than bathrooms? Or will the governor insist we get a real bill that stops the overreach of local governments on the issue? What about ethics reforms? Will Abbott judge diluted items acceptable despite his putting such in the priority stack? Or will he demand legislators come back and do the full job? The same applies to many issues, with none as important to our long-term economic health as meaningful property tax reform. Nothing the House has done on property tax reforms enough for even a light pat on the back, and not taking action puts it off another 2 years. We've been trying to rein in the explosive growth in property taxes through appraisal creep for more than a decade, so why not put the hammer down now and force legislators to go on the record about who they represent, taxpaying voters or local government officials? Abbott could cement his conservative leadership by sweating real property tax reform out of the ledge this summer, and voters would love it no matter what the press reports. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.